Once again, this is Rebecca LaRush, guest curator of the exhibition. Here we have a surgical manual's treatments after amputation. In the manual, these depictions are necessarily clinical and cleaned up, but amputations and other treatments of wounds could be gruesome and painful, especially during times of war. These treatments required strong stomachs and a certain fortitude from their practitioners. We have a lot of evidence that women surgically attended to wounded soldiers during the English Civil War, and none of this evidence is more gripping than the firsthand account of Lady Anne Halkett. In her memoirs, Lady Halkett describes the two-day period, September 7th through 9th, 1650, in which she attended Royalist soldiers. She wrote that she, her woman, and a man whom she employed, because decency would not allow her to treat some wounds, dressed 80 men. In her writings, she talks of the application of plasters and balsam, recipes for which are found throughout the Folger collection. She also records two extraordinary wounds, one a brain injury from which she heard the soldier recovered after her treatment of him, and another a youth who had been run through with a sword, but who had little inconvenience by it. The real threat of gangrene is very present in her account, in her application of plasters and balsam, as well as the cleansing and dressing of the wounds with clean cloth, were meant to lessen its toll.